Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. And I guess we've been doing the radio show for about 4 years now. I think it's 4 years, but I've certainly lost track of time. You know, there are hundreds and hundreds of shows. And when I say we, I certainly depend upon my excellent, superb support person, Evelyn, who I would not be able to get along without, who just does incredible work and makes my life easy and makes me always look good. You know, I never misspell a word on an email. My language, my punctuation is perfect. And if she hears me saying the wrong thing, she's the first one to tell me. So we do a great job together. We work together. We enjoy working together. And I'm grateful to have her working with me. But when I wake up in the morning, what do I think about? Well, I think about many things. You know, I come into the office, I pull up the blind, I check the computer, see what emails have come in, look at some news headlines, and get right to it. And, of course, there's a routine. Who do I have to call today? Who do I have appointments with? What is my urgency for the day? What is the radio show going to be? And I never really have an agenda with a radio show. It's just like, what do I want to talk about today? And I just come up with a title, no notes, no scripting. I just go at it. But I feel an urgency to do the radio show. I feel an urgency to try to deliver the message to you. I feel an urgency to try to get you to understand business. Even though you are the best business person in the world, I want to add to it, there is an urgency in what I do. And why the word urgency is important to CEOs, presidents, and business owners. You really need to really think about that word and understand it. Time goes by. It's Monday. It's Friday. It's July. It's December. It's the next year. The year goes by. The years fly by. Today seems long, but the year is just amazing how fast it goes. There is an urgency because there is a limited number of time. Everything that we do in our business, we have to understand what's important. We have to understand how to get it done. We have to get it done, whatever it happens to be, whatever the subject is, so that we can go on to the next thing. Now, that doesn't mean we fly through things and we're incompetent and we're not paying attention to our customers or our clients, but it means we really have to understand why we're doing it. I made that sales call. I made that sale. There's an urgency to make another sale. I'm building my business. I've got, you know, a few salespeople, but I have an urgency to find another one. I have an urgency to look at my financial statement and make sure that we are making a profit. But we have to put those urgencies in perspective. We have to understand what's first, what's second, what's third, what keeps the lights on, what helps meet the payroll. A customer called with a complaint. I need to get back to that customer. I need to see what's going on. I need to see whether the complaint is real. I need to make them happy. Your whole day is filled with just nothing but complex situations that have to absolutely be solved, and most of them have to be solved now. That's why it's important to plan your day, to use your day wisely, to put yourself in a position where you turn around and you say, I have done it today, but here's what I could have done better. And then if we're always looking at what we can do better, and we're always analyzing our own performance, and we're not just having the ego of, oh, no, I do the best job in town and nobody does it better than me, we can always do it better. Let's not waste our time. Let's have an urgency to get things done, to make a profit, to be successful, to help people, to help our community, to follow whatever religious beliefs we have. This is America. You're allowed to have whatever belief you want. No one can tell you differently. It's right in the Constitution. You are a success. Even if you are struggling, you are a success. You are in business. You can do this. You can make it happen. You can build it day by day. So let's take that word urgency, understand it, and really make it happen because it will help you improve your life. This is Howard Lewinter. And, of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.